The weather's helped firefighters make some progress in their fight against the wildfires in northeast and central Washington, but crews still have their work cut out for them. Todd Munt spoke with volunteer firefighter Richard Harvey. He's in the Okanagan region near Omak. Harvey's been fighting the fires for 11 days straight. He says his crew has moved on to mop-up duty.
Mop-up is the dirty part that they don't show on television. You play in the mud and you dig dirt. That's pretty much what it is. You find a smoke and you put enough water on it and you dig around until it goes out and then you go find the next one.
Sounds rather tedious, although it also sounds as though that's a good thing in a way because the fire has passed.
Correct. Mop-up phase is the final phase, and that's what the division I happen to be in is working in mostly right now.
The Okanagan complex of fires has been the largest in state history. What's it been like fighting those fires?
Every fire is kind of the same in the way that you approach it. Just because the fire is big, you put more people, more divisions, and your job's still the same when you get up and go to work. So every fire, we have our fire orders that we have to work off of, and we have our watch-out situations that we have to pertain every day for safety, for ourselves, for the community. That's our goal every day is when we go out, we start out in the morning with our safety briefing. We go to work with whatever our assignment for that day happens to be. And then we follow those safety orders and the safety watch-outs all day long, and that keeps us as safe as we can be on the line in our particular piece.
Rich, what's it look like when you go into a fire situation and begin fighting the fire?
Fire generally makes big uphill runs. It makes big wind pushes, which is what drove this Okanagan fire to the size that it is, was big wind pushes. So to get in and to see what it is, you can't get overwhelmed by it. If you get overwhelmed by it, you get behind. So you try and take your assignment to that fire. You go to whatever your assignment is. If you're doing direct IA line, then you're stepping 1 foot in the black, 1 foot in the green, which means you're working around the fire edge and cutting line in the dirt and trying to make a fire break for the fire. So it's pretty hot, dirty work. And then if you're doing structure protection, you're in there to defend that structure as long as you can, and it can look pretty impressive coming down on you if it's coming down to the crown or through a pretty big brush fire. Hot, windy, smoky, choke a little bit, eyes tear up for a while, but once you get the line checked in, if the line holds, then you mop it up, and then you're back to dirty work again.
What goes through your head when you're fighting a fire?
I'm part of a volunteer department. I've done this for 17 years now, so It's all usually a safety checklist of my own that I go through every day to make sure that as I'm getting to the incident, I'm no matter whether it's a structure fire or a wildland fire, I take my time a little bit to check through my safety checks and make sure that we're going to all go home at the end of the day. That's the main goal of every firefighter.
You lost 3 firefighters in the Okanagan area last month. What impact did that loss have on you?
Any time that somebody is killed in the line of duty in the fire service, it has an impact on any firefighter across this country. It's always a huge blow to the industry to lose somebody in the line of duty.
You've been fighting fires for a long time. How different is the wildfire season this year compared to others that you've worked on?
Definitely warmer and drier this year. Our rainfall hasn't been there. The snowpack wasn't there to keep some moisture in the ground throughout part of the summer. And we have a lot of light fuels this year because there was kind of a wet spring, so the light fuels carry the fire a little easier.
Weather finally seems to be on your side this week. What kind of progress are you making this week?
Well, this week, like I said, our division pretty much into mop-up phase, which is good. It means we're not actively putting in line. We're not actively having to check our line all the time. We're mopping it up. So for the weather this week's helped us do our mop-up. But as you state, it's a very large fire, and I'm in one division, which is a very small division.
Richard Harvey is a firefighter working on the Okanagan Complex fires. He spoke with Todd Munt.